It's 10:30, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have an amazing person who has done so much for our community over the last 50, 60, 70 years type of things. It's been incredible what our next person has done. And I just want to read a couple of little things about Ron Parnell, the Hills Older Men's Network. Men, do you feel isolated and alone? Want to get together with other fellows? You don't have to work issues out all by yourself. Would you like to share stories with other men in a very non-judgmental, safe and supportive environment? Then you need to listen to Ron Parnell today, and you need to understand how he can help on the first and third Mondays from 10 till 12:30 at Castle Hill Senior Citizens Centre at 2 McMullen Avenue near the driveway to the Old Northern Road. And later we'll give you, and in fact I might even do it now, Darren, give Ron's mobile out now. Pick up a pen, 0424 462 153. And he'll be able to help in a very confidential way to help you in what you do.
And that's on the website as well. And that's a live 90.5 FM website as well. And it's getting well known. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, Darren. I got here. And
yeah, sometimes we're known as the Hill's best kept secret in that people find it a bit hard to find us here in the Baulkham Heights estate. But once you're here, you never want to leave. Is that right?
Yeah, okay.
That will do. We give you coffee and everything. So, no, but welcome here. And it is a very important thing that you do. And I first got to hear about it at Norwest Rotary, actually. So we had Mercedes on before, and Mercedes was talking about yourself as well. So it is getting more well known what you do for the Hills community. Now, what is the background of your involvement with the Older Men's Network Initiative?
Well, I started the first one about 20 years ago. It came through Council on the Ageing. They had older men, new ideas, they called it back then. But I got involved because I was at the tail end of a university course. I didn't go to uni until I was 63. And I graduated. Sociology and Lifelong Learning, UWS up there at Richmond, did the 2 years. It was all on assignment work, which was really great. It sort of got it out of you, research. And then I went on and did a Master's of Applied Science. I got through that with credit in majoring in cultural action. And one of the cultural action was setting up my newsletter, which we'll talk about later maybe. But the main one was setting up the first Older Men's New Idea Group up at Hornsby. I wrote a whole essay on that. The setting up of it with the aid of Hornsby Shire Council. And that was 20 and a half years ago, and that group is still going up there because the idea is that men retire, and a lot of men really don't know what to do with themselves. They spent their lives dedicated to earning a living and so forth, and hadn't really learned about socialising very well in an effective way. I mean, effective.
So to paint the picture again of what you told us, you're in your 60s, you go to university, and you've had a big life, big career, but you go to university, you learn more about sharing, about what others need, you do an essay, and now you're actually putting to practice over the next 20 years what you learnt at university in your 60s. Wonderful.
Yeah. I had a tennis coaching business where I retired, a local one, which is quite successful, different schools. Yeah, and I could see there was a big need for that. So it's just mixing with other people. You get ideas and then you can suit it to your own, what you like yourself. And that group I set up there at Hornsby, they've got about 17, 18 men in that group. It's not just a drop-in, there's a structure to it all. And I worked it out that when we arrive, we'll have to shake hands, we do, as we arrive and greet each other. And we have name badges. We sit around in a circle. Someone takes turns to be convener. We sit around the circle. The idea is not to fix, put down or anybody else. And each man at the meeting gets an opportunity, goes around the circle for 5-6 minutes just to say how life's going for him. And everybody listens. We learn about each other. It's great. In our Epping group, for instance, There's one man who's left now, but he knew all the movies. Another one knows about getting into aged care. Another one knows about what tradesmen to get. And you get this great spread of community needs through being with men like-minded.
I want to know, and I think our listeners do, Ron, I hope you don't mind me asking you, how old are you?
I'm 87.
I'm in awe of someone 87 to have the energy that you have now, but to make those big life decisions at 63 and in your 70s to go to do a master's, it really tells me a story about what people can achieve as distinct. Getting old means you're simply getting old. We're looking at you now. That's not even up a topic. I'm just really taken back by your energy and the story that you tell. You're an inspiration, let me tell you.
Well, we set up that one at Hornsby, and then we set up another one at Epping about 14, 15 years ago. If anyone in the Epping area, we're looking for a couple of new members. Some of us had to leave through medical reasons. And yeah, so I just love what I'm doing. See, but I also set up my newsletter, which goes all around Australia. It goes to about 500 addresses every month. I get hits from USA on it. It's about men and boys issues. I get a lot of good feedback about it.
What do you find is a number one issue at the moment for the older men's support groups that you're part of?
The main thing is to have a life outside of home and to have to be able to connect with other people. Excuse me. I was only thinking, reading something this morning, the beauty of being in this older men's network group, I can ring up any one of those men and just take up a good conversation with them at any time. And if I'm needy, I ring this one and that one. And you've got that connection. A meeting up twice a month for 2.5 hours. A lot of chatting goes on at morning tea break at those things. We can't get them back to sit down.
I was going to say, do you have good coffee?
Well, yeah.
That's good. Always got to have good coffee.
Always got to have good coffee. Ron, during your time, tell us some of the stories of people where really you've saved their lives. I mean, in the sense that you've given them real meaning and purpose. Can you think of some real live situations over that 20-year period?
Yeah, me.
Okay, well,
wow.
Okay,
seriously,
all right.
Yeah. Seriously, because I got such a – I wake up in the morning and I got this motivation to get going. I always carry pen and writing paper in my pocket in case I get an idea, I make a note. But what one of our members at Epping, he is absolutely 100% behind it because it's helped him so much. He's been able to talk about issues nobody else could really listen to. And he said that just a couple of months ago, it means a lot to him. And you know you're going to turn up, you're going to get welcomed, you're going to get listened to. And that's just another world. You're in another world because it's so important. Like, and I do see... where I go sometimes, a couple will come in, they sit and they just don't talk to each other. They've lost personal contact.
Mm. And those skills.
And the skills, the meaning, the absolute meaning of sharing. Like as you get older, my wife died 17 years ago. With a plug-in, being a widower is really, really difficult. And it's not recognised in the community how difficult it is. The family can just fall apart after that because Mum was the one who sort of got things together.
Ron, on behalf of Dan and myself, thank you for sharing that with us. As we often say, your eyes tell a story and told a story just when you shared that with us. So we want to just say thank you for being so open and sharing that.
Well, it's and being open, somebody, I think it's Steve Bidoff, wrote a little bit. He sent a message from the heart goes to the heart. And that's pretty simple, and that's true.
Ron, let's have a look at some of the activities, people listening to here, because if we look at what you've done, you're in the Hills Older Men's Network.
Yeah.
The older men's work, that's a very different model to the others in terms of looking at specific age groups, yes?
Oh, well, but all the men have retired.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Plus 55-year-olds.
Well, that's how it came. That's how it started. But if anybody's retired before that, they're quite welcome to come. That's a good thing.
I'll go back to work, or I'll join the Older Men's Network group. I have options.
You, absolutely. Well, we might go for a little break.
Yes.
You're on Alive 90.5 with Ron Pennell, Jim and Darren on Spotlight, and it's a real delight to have you this morning in the studios.
Thank
and
you.
We
Thank
have
you.
Our old Older Men's Network right here in the studio.
We've got it to a T.
Alive 90.5.
It's 14 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have in the studios with Darren and myself on Spotlight, Ron Pennell, the Hills Older Men's Network. An amazing story. Ron, what are some of the activities that people could do? Do you have outings that go out, and do you meet and do all those things?
No, we don't do that. Provis and other groups do that.
Right, okay.
But we don't. We learn to sit around and listen to each other. And because some of the guys do belong to Provis, they go outings and that. But us, we're just learning how to feel the energy of each other. And like I mentioned before, normally like when we arrive, we would shake hands, we'd just elbow each other now. But I still insist that before we leave, we still elbow each other. Otherwise, you just disperse. You're taking the energy of the group away and scattering outside. We want to keep it within, just acknowledge each other before we leave. Before today, I have called someone back to say cheerio because I feel it's important. We spend time around sharing. No, that's what we do. We sit around, we learn, we have morning tea, chatting at our Epping group. One of the wives, she always makes a fruitcake for us.
Well, that's a good reason to be going. And I bet you it's a nice fruitcake, Ron.
It is beautiful.
There, I knew you'd like fruitcake.
My mother was a great cook. Because I come from a family of seven. I was born in Young. And we lived on a farm way out west in the middle of nowhere. I was about six and a half when we left the country. And my mother was a huge cook, great cook.
I hope you don't mind, but you raised a really good point with regards to your newsletter and looking at men and boys. Can I ask you this question without notice, but I'm sure you have a view. What are some of the issues you think, people, particularly young men, and men are facing challenges today?
Well, particularly young men are facing huge challenges. How to understand themselves, not just running around following a football team. Don't get me wrong, that's okay, but that's just a recreation. It hasn't got to be your life. You need to understand ourselves, because I heard a report, it was last year, I think, a huge number of university students who keep on changing courses because they don't know what suits them. How do you know at age 17, 18, 19, whatever? Have you learned about yourself? You passed all the tests, got good grades, but what about yourself? You know, what do you really like to do?
And on the way, driving here this morning, Ron, if I can share with you, I was listening to the radio and they were talking about the massive increase in cocaine and other drugs. And I just say that in the context of that, you know, massive social issue. And you're right, within the context of finding out who you are and what you want to be and how you can be strong in that. That's so critical.
Absolutely. I've got two grandsons over in America. And one of the grandsons over there, they're on to rocket science and all that. And he's in charge of this rocket group. And I tell him, he's only 16, I said, this is really great for you. You're expanding your brain beyond the given out limits every day. And he has to, and I tell the other grandson that too, to do things outside. Get your brain used to working.
It's funny, I always try to find a little quote that comes about, and I try to pick one of our wonderful guests to see where it fits. And Darren, this says, the distance between dreams and reality is called action.
I love it.
And I just thought what you're saying
That's
is
right.
All of us have dreams, but do we really have that ability to do the to to continue the actions to fulfil them, and you are a pathway in doing that. That's what I'm hearing, of being able people to be strong in their convictions to chase the good things in life, not the bad things.
See, you prepare for retirement in your teenage years. Don't get me wrong, but you do. You're using your brain, thinking things out for yourself. And I've read that. This is something I've read.
Mm. And I had a thought, Ron, also listening to yourself and Jim, about what early education teaches for young adolescents, may I say. And I feel as though there's a lot about where we're looking for the leaders, those people who are naturally a leader, and we'll kind of promote them or we'll help them with various courses. But I think what's missing is people, young adolescents, understanding to lead themselves. And I just put that thought out there, where it's a lot of self-knowledge, self-understanding. Something I will share, and I've shared it here before, I didn't really have that sort of self-understanding until very recently, in the last 5 to 10 years, because a lot of it is you're chasing something, you're chasing someone, you're doing things for some people, it's either your family or your work or a sporting group or things like that. But sometimes you actually do it at the expense of understanding yourself. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, yes, you learn to put yourself aside and just do things for somebody else. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it has to mean something to me as well. Like, how was I in my 60s before? Going to university was one of the biggest issues of my life. I remember the first morning I walked out on the campus and I thought, what am I doing here?
And 20 years later, here you are.
With a master's in applied science.
Yes.
Well, it's getting away, like in my, I think it's my juniors that I mentioned, it's not how much thinking you do, it's the quality of your application of thought. And I've got this great little book, it's called As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen, written about 105 years ago, tiny little book. It's just brilliant. It explains in the old way how as a man thinketh, so is he. And I read that again and again.
Well, we could get a great reading list. No doubt you have a great reading list, in your newsletter. How can people get your newsletter?
Oh, well, I've got two websites. My newsletter is called MISTER, M-I-S-T-E-R, Men's Information Sheet to Every Region. The website is www.misternewsletter.com.au. Now, I've got a second website, www.ronsreflections.com.au. On Ron's Reflections website, I've got all the books I recommend in different categories, whether it be for boys, for dads, or for personal development, and they're all categorised down there. It took me months at work to sort it all out. And it's on there now, and any book, if you go there and look up As a Man Thinketh, it'll give you a brief rundown of what the book's about.
So that's www.ronsreflections.com.au.
Yes.
For the books and everything there, and also www.misternewsletter.com.au for Ron's newsletter.
Yes, yeah.
Now, finally, Ron, the Older Men's Network at the Hills, when is that on, and how can people get to know more about it?
Well, if you can go to your website, because you've got that, I met you a couple of weeks, you put that brilliant
bit alive905.com.au, yep.
Go on there, that's what Darren just said, go on there, and you'll see all about us. And what else did you ask?
Well, I think the main thing there, Google's so friendly to us as a radio station, our website, just Google Older Men's Support Group and you'll find that article. But the final thing is, how can they contact you if they want to have a chat before they come?
Oh, well, you gave out my phone number.
And that number again is, it's right here, 0424-462-153. That is also on the website as well.
I'm going to set my good friend Ron a challenge, and I hope that as time is running out now, consider doing a PhD, but we're going to talk about that later. I'd love to see Darren and I convince you to do that. You're on Alive 90.5 on Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Ron Pennell, we salute you. Thank you for all the work you do for our community, and we wish you continued success.
And I appreciate being here because I'm a modest person, but I find I've got a big message to give.
Indeed, and we love sharing the message. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.